You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of Internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network. Your voice is now heard.
This is Making It Happen with your host, Carol Kelly. Consider the possibilities of partnering up with Carol each week to be empowered and recharged. Carol, in her passionate, high energy and engaging style, will stimulate you to have a positive shift in mindset and behavior. So now, please welcome the host of Making It Happen, Carol Kelly.
Hello, everyone. I'm Carol Kelly, coming to you live on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. You're listening to Making It Happen, a show dedicated to helping individuals, leaders, and organizations to take empowered action. It is a show about leadership, not just transactional leadership that relies on rewards and punishment to motivate us, but transformational leadership that inspires us and empowers us to inspire others to move forward in times of change and transition. Now you may ask, Carol, you say that one motivates and the other inspires. What's the difference? I will share that with you tonight. This weekend, I began to reflect on my mission, or some people call it my personal brand. And as you know, your mission or personal brand is who you are, what you stand for. It reflects your values, your mindset, your passion. And I will be exploring your personal brand with you tonight. But as your host, I want to share with you my personal brand, who I am and what I stand for. I am a passionate champion for positive change for everyone, regardless of your race, creed, background, gender, or sexual orientation. And how do I go about doing this? By empowering others to be transformational leaders, whether they're just leading themselves or others. So let's get right into it. Tonight, the topic of our show is The Unstoppable You. How to move forward during life's transitions. The unstoppable you. How to move forward during life's transitions. Our focus will be on taking the actions necessary to achieve your own self-leadership in order to fulfill your dreams and accomplish your goals. And to that end, I will offer you, for your consideration, five characteristics of unstoppable people. And if you are also a leader of others, we will discuss the characteristics of a resilient leader. And resilient leaders are those who empower others to be unstoppable. This is a live interactive show, so feel free to call in at 1-866-451-1451. I want this to be a safe space for sharing information on your life's experiences. So don't hesitate to call in. Everyone has valuable information. And I'm not afraid to talk about subjects that pertain to our safety and well-being. Consider some of the things that we're facing today. Racial tension, sexual misconduct, my immigration, gun violence, voter suppression. But in spite of all of these things, I believe that with the right guidance, support, inspiration, and skills, we the people can accomplish anything. I believe in the awesome power of the human spirit. And I promise you that what you hear on this show will be credible. The last three decades as a corporate consultant, executive coach, and keynote speaker across diverse industries at all organizational levels, from the loading dock to the C-suite, this has prepared me to share with you what I know to be true, viable, and gets results. Now, I don't know about you, and I don't know everything, so I will be having guests, each of whom is an expert in their respective fields. They will be carefully selected to bring you the most up-to-date, cutting-edge information, all to support you in your life endeavors. We only speak about what we know. We don't make stuff up. So feel free to call in. I'm sure we can benefit from your contribution. You can also connect with me via my website, distinctsolutionsctc.com. distinctsolutionsctc.com, or you can look me up on LinkedIn and other social media platforms. All of my contact information is there. So let's get started. Are you unstoppable? If you are not, by the end of this show, you will be. Albert Einstein once said, life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must keep moving. And Khalil Gibran said, march on, do not tarry. To go forward is to move toward perfection. March on and fear not the thorns or the sharp stones on life's path. These are words from the wisdom of the ages. So during times of change and transition, to be unstoppable, we must not only be motivated, but inspired. So, what's the difference? Motivation comes through external factors like rewards and gifts, money, etc. But inspiration comes from within. For example, you decide to do something, say look for a job. You need motivation to do that. But inspiration is that feeling that comes from within. A feeling of wanting to find that certain job with everything you've got, with all the fire in you, and with all the energy you have. So motivation is a driving force enabling you to get up and do something. But inspiration causes you to want to do it with all your force and all your might. And you won't give up. You won't throw in the towel. You won't succumb to defeat until you get it done. If this doesn't give you a clear idea, I hope this quote by Dr. Wayne Dyer will. He says, motivation is when you get hold of an idea and carry it through to its conclusion. Whereas inspiration is when an idea gets hold of you and carries you where you are intended to go. It's almost like having a calling or a passion. So why am I making this distinction tonight? Because in a previous show, I shared with you that we are living in a VUCA world, and VUCA stands for volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous. And given the turbulent times we are in, we need more than motivation. We need something on the inside of us, a force, an energy that keeps us going in spite of our external circumstances. In fact, my friends, some external factors these days may be demotivating to a lot of people. Think about the current climate of our country, our organizations, communities, families, schools, churches. Whatever it is, good or bad, it's a reflection of the leader. Think about who's leading you. For example, who's leading your family? Because families need to be led too. So whether you are a parent, a teacher, a pastor, a manager, if people are looking to you for direction, You are a leader. So we're putting all aspects, of your life on the table tonight, and we're going to be talking about that. It's time for a break. This is Carol Kelly of Making It Happen. I'll be right back.
Joseph A. Moylan is the owner of Ion Health, which specializes in very unique medical devices. Ion Health offers biomats, alkalife, and frequency machines. Biomats are a far infrared and negative ion emitting FDA-approved medical device. With many different sizes available, you can place them on your bed, on a massage table, or on a seat in your car. It is an unobtrusive way to health. Alkalife machines are water ionizers that cleanse and raise the alkalinity of your tap water, making high alkaline water. Frequency machines utilize certain frequencies to kill viruses and bacteria. These devices are safe and effective. Coming from a health-conscious background and studying physiology at the Academy of Natural Health, Joseph A. Moylan has 15 years of experience in the health field and wants to help you live a healthy, long life. Visit www.ionhealthbiomats.weebly.com or call 765-520-2988. Don't let your health go astray. Get in touch today.
Do you battle with weight loss? There is a solution. Founder of Weight No More Consulting, Deborah Simons, can help you lose weight safely and effectively through weight loss surgery. I know. I had the surgery 2 years ago, and I am 135 pounds lighter and medication-free. This full-service weight loss center caters to your every need as you navigate to a healthy weight following surgery. Servicing all of Canada, Weight No More Consulting takes pride in its compassionate care and guides you through each step before and after surgery. Starting with informational meetings, Weight No More Consulting educates each potential client before they decide to have surgery on the health risks of obesity and the various weight loss surgeries available. After surgery, Weight No More Consulting provides a solid support system with ongoing meetings to ensure continued success. Deborah Simons and Weight No More Consulting are committed to promoting your health and wellness through maintaining a healthy weight for life.
Welcome back, everyone. Before the break, we were talking about when what's outside of you is not motivating you, you have to grab hold of what's on the inside of you to keep moving. So I contend that in these perilous times, we need transformational leadership that inspires us to keep moving and not give up, so that you can say no to your circumstances and smile, because there's a bigger yes burning on the inside of you. In the words of Martin Luther King Jr. that I shared last week, if you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you must keep moving forward. So tonight, what I'm going to share with you about being unstoppable during transitions, what I'm going to share with you, I have lived it. So I'm not talking from an intellectual perspective or from a book. I have lived everything I'm going to share with you tonight. I remember I have been a caregiver over a 10-year period, taking care of three different people in my family that were in three different states. And during that time, I went through transition. I went through fatigue. I went through frustration. I thought I was in depression, and I'll talk to you a little bit about that later. But I went through all of these things. I even gave up my business. And everything was going out and nothing was coming in. And one day I was just in a position where I was just eating potato chips and watching soap operas, The Bold and the Beautiful. And there was one scene in The Bold and the Beautiful where this very rich, wealthy woman just happened to wander down into an area that was very close to her home in LA where there were homeless people. And she said to herself, where have I been all my life? How did I not know about this? What am I doing? I'm not making a difference. And in watching that scene on television, I began to weep. I picked up the phone and called one of my best friends, a licensed clinical psychologist. And she dropped everything and said, Carol, come see me, even though she was retired. And when I got there, she put me on the couch. And during the process of what psychologists do, at the end of our session, she says, "You're not depressed." And I said, "Why not?" She says, "Because you have hope." You kept bringing up the word hope. And I suggest to you that that is what got me through. My hope was built on nothing less than what I believe in is a higher power whom I call God. It was my faith that got me through. So, but I went through the transition, and I'm going to share with you tonight what people go through and how tough it can be. So I'm still a work in progress. I don't profess to have it all together. However, I have learned to take empowered action. I chose to be a victor, not a victim, an eagle and not a chicken. And since I made that decision, my life has completely transformed. However, I will admit that getting through personal transition can be tough. And it is inevitable because change brings on transition. But it is endurable if it means something, if it is part of a movement toward a desired end. But if it's not related to something larger and beneficial, it simply becomes distressing. But when in transition, we all go through this same basic experience at some point in our lives. There are three phases that you will go through in transition. Number one, something ends. Something just ends. It's not there anymore. Followed by a period of anxiety or confusion or even distress, leading to the third phase, which is a new beginning. You can be in transition in different aspects of your life, but tonight I want to talk to you about the neutral zone. That's the second part, the period of confusion, anxiety, and even distress. This is where we have a tendency to get stuck, and it's the most difficult phase. And we get stuck because we have not let go of the endings or whatever ended. But yet we have not yet found our beginning. We don't know where we're going. So we're stuck in the middle. The other week, I went to the car wash. And as you know, you go through these driving car washes and they ask you to take your hands off the wheel and put your car in neutral. So when you put your car in neutral, you're not going backward and you're not going forward. You're stuck. The car just doesn't do anything. So when in neutral, life has a way of taking you, like the car wash. Life has taken you where it wants it to take you, or keeping you where you are, or having you move at the pace it wants you to move. And in this time, you can feel out of control. So I want to ask you, are you in transition? Do you know someone who is in transition? If you've experienced some change, more than likely you've been in transition because change brings transition. Here are some examples. Have you lost your job and it's taken quite a bit of time to land another one? You may even be running out of money, like I was. If so, you're in transition. Have you lost a loved one, someone whom you depended on or who brought you comfort, love, and peace, and you feel a void in your life? If so, you're in transition. Are you divorced or facing a separation in a relationship and you're not quite over it? If so, you're in transition. Have you retired from your job for various reasons and you're a bit restless because you feel you no longer have a reason to get up in the morning? If so, you're in transition. Are you in a job where you're no longer being appreciated and recognized for the excellent work you do? And you're frustrated, but you're not willing to take the risk to address it or make a move? If so, you're in transition. Are you in a good, comfortable position on your job, but you long to move to another level to be promoted, and it's not happening? If so, you're in transition. And the list can go on and on. Any changes in our lives that can take us into transition, especially when they are unwanted or expected. So like being in a car wash, let's talk about how to take the car out of neutral and kick it into drive. I'm going to offer to you, for your consideration tonight, five qualities that people need to be unstoppable during life's transitions. And to do this, you must be a transformational leader, not merely a transactional leader, for yourself as well as for others. But first, let's look at some of the pitfalls of being in transition, and I will share with them with you when I come back. I'm Carol Kelly on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Stay tuned.
Attorney Renee Marie Smith is changing the way we sell real estate. She wrote a series of books called My Short Sale Guru Guides for all real estate practitioners. Whether you're a homeowner wanting to understand the process, an agent who has been handling short sales for years, or an industry analyst wanting to know how short sales impact your business, Renee uses her vast real estate experience to take a comprehensive look at the recent market phenomena while relaying it in an easy-to-understand format. Through her company, Smith Title Services, Renee has counseled thousands of short sale participants and processed in excess of 1,000 short sales. Her knowledge is transformational for real estate professionals and laymen alike, and her live presentations provide people the opportunity to ask specific questions about their issues. Buy her books and schedule her to speak at your next event. Visit www.smithtitleservices.com or call 305-705-3428 or email her at renee@smithtitleservices.com. Isn't it time to sell your property today? Learn the My Short Sale Guru way.
For over 50 years, Evelyn Stapula has been a loving advocate for people with disabilities throughout the state of Pennsylvania. President and founder of Big Heart Bridges, her organization actively campaigns for legislation and support of civil liberties that meet the needs of disabled individuals with housing, transportation, and employment. Ms. Stapula has joined forces with a variety of esteemed organizations that advocate for the disabled. She serves on the board of the United Cerebral Palsy of Pittsburgh and the Governor's Cabinet and Advisory Committee for People with Disabilities, and she is a consultant for the Pennsylvania Governor's Conference for Women. Her many efforts have led to the implementation of a transportation program for the disabled with the Access Paratransit System of Allegheny County. Evelyn Stapula strives daily to serve the interests of the disabled, to protect their freedoms, and enable them to live normal public lifestyles. To learn more, please call 412-491-2605 or email Evelyn at ers92645@verizon.net.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Carol Kelly, coming to you live on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. You are listening to Making It Happen. Before the break, I was going to tell you about some of the pitfalls of being in transition. See if you recognize them. Pitfall number one. When you're in transition, you can find yourself finding new ways to activate old habits and behaviors. It's like putting old wine in a new bottle. On the outside, the bottle has changed, but the wine hasn't changed. For example, you're in a new relationship, but what derailed the previous relationship hasn't changed. Or you get a new job, but what caused you to lose the other one hasn't changed. You see, we try to ignore or minimize what's ended and why it ended and skip right over to the beginnings. Why? For some people, they feel shameful or embarrassed over not being able to manage their lives like others do. We have a tendency to compare ourselves to others. Or we feel remorse over lost opportunities. Or they feel at this point in their lives they should be further along. So we try to attempt to speed up the process. So we find ourselves locked into the same patterns, but in different ways. In my coaching experience with clients, I find that the biggest culprit is when, quote unquote, they don't know what they don't know. In other words, they're not even aware of their old habits and behaviors and the patterns. And they wind up sabotaging themselves, blaming everything and everyone but themselves. And in my world, we call this blind spots. Others can see it in them, but they can't see it in themselves. It's like driving a car, and there's a car on the lane, on the right lane next to you, but it's positioned in such a way that you can't see it. It's in your blind spot. Now, if you have a passenger riding with you, they can see it, but you can't. That's why it's very good to receive feedback from others whom you trust and will be honest with you. Let me give you an example. Have you found yourself, or you know anyone who has found themselves, each year they say the same thing. Next year, this time, I'm going to be here. I'm going to be there. I'm going to have a new job. I'm going to be this. I'm going to be that. And then the next year comes along and they're in the same place. Year after year after year, over a 3, 4, 5 year period, no results, in the same place. There are times we may have to look at. We need to make a change. Something has to change. I may need to look at my patterns. So here's a solution that I offer you to take a look at this. Every transition begins with an ending. So we have to let go of the old habits and behaviors that are not serving our cause before we can embrace the new ones. It's like moving in a new neighborhood and still expecting the Chinese restaurant to be exactly the way the one was in the old neighborhood, or the supermarket to have the same hours as the one in the old neighborhood. This is why everyone who is in transition needs a Red Sea experience. Let me give you an example of that. This is biblical. Moses is leading the Israelites through the wilderness, taking them to the promised land. They get to a point where their enemy, Pharaoh, is behind them, chasing them. And in front of them is the Red Sea. So they can't go back, but they can't move forward either. So they're stuck. And of course, we've seen the movie, The Ten Commandments. Moses stretches out his rods, and God miraculously parts the waters and allows the Israelites to go through on dry land. Well, being in transition is like that. Remember the eaglets that I told you about last week, where the eagle, when she's ready to teach her eaglets to fly, she starts stirring up the nest to make them come out of the nest. And then she teaches them to fly. She teaches them to fly. She teaches them to fly. And when she gets to the point where she feels they're ready, she starts to tear up the nest. Why? So that they don't have anything to go back to. They don't have a comfort zone to go back to. And so when we are in transition, this Red Sea experience says that when you refuse to go back to your comfort zone, and when you have a North Star, when you have a vision, a mission, when you know where you want to go, you can move forward. And when you make that intention, when you are clear that you are determined to move forward, when you are inspired to make it happen, then it's almost like providence comes in. Miracles happen. All the hosts of heaven and earth seem to come to your assistance. Opportunities pop up, doors open. I am a living witness because it has happened to me. To further illustrate this point, I want to quote from Og Mandino, author of the book, The Greatest Salesman in the World. He says that experience is comparable to fashion. An action that proves successful today will be unworkable and impractical tomorrow. And so what is he saying here? What he's saying is, for example, what worked 3 years ago may not be workable today. Or what worked in your last relationship or job may not work in the new one. It's similar to the definition of insanity, which we all know. So Og Mandino goes on to say, the only difference between those who have failed and those who have succeeded lies in the difference of their habits. Therefore, he says, if I must be a slave to habits, let me be a slave to good habits. Continuing with my story, after 10 years of caregiving, and when that was over, I decided to go back into corporate America, abandoning my business. And I went on several interviews, and would you believe it? When I went on the interviews, people were talking me out of it. They would say, Carol, are you sure you want to come back into this after being on your own for so many years? Are you sure? And life would have it that it was calling me, I believe, to go back into my business. But my resources had changed. My contacts had gone. People had retired. In other words, my low-hanging fruit was not there anymore. So I had to do something different. So I decided to partner with organizations out there who are looking for someone like me to go in and do the work for them. They do the marketing, they do the advertising, they develop all the materials, they find the client, of course, and I just go in now and I deliver the goods. So I had to find another way. I had to get rid of my comfort zone. I had to get rid of my nest and move forward. It's time for another break. I'll be right back on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
Do you ever wonder why certain things are happening in your life? How to start a business or a new direction? Need answers? Astrologer Bonnie Perbula can help you reveal your true self and gain strength and focus so you can achieve greater joy and success. Working with a natal birth date, time, and location, Bonnie brings out qualities to aid you in getting the best from your life. She can help you unlock dormant traits to bring you greater awareness. Bonnie also conducts public speaking engagements to educate aspiring astrologers on their journey to the stars. A gifted artist, Bonnie bridges her talents and recently launched a line of Astro Bears, uniquely created in colors of individuals' astrology charts. She also makes one-of-a-kind necklaces of crystal beads and woven thread. To learn more about the world of Bonnie Perbula, go to BonnieGPerbula.com. And for astrology consulting, visit AstrologyConsultants.com or call or email her at 808-526-1536 or BonnieGP@AOL.com.
Animal lover, author, artist, and public speaker, Patricia Daly Lipe is a Renaissance woman in her own right. A lover of animals from a young age, Patricia lives on a farm in Virginia and has rescued neglected thoroughbred horses, keeping them or finding them safe havens. She is also a published author, and her books document real-life experiences that she shares in her passionate stories, taking the reader around the world in a colorful kaleidoscope of life. An accomplished artist, Patricia Daly Lipe's oil paintings feature animals, portraits, stills, nature, and abstract, and she allows the brush to paint the image in an organic, natural way. A public speaker, Patricia is motivated to continually wonder about life and advocates for all of us to do the same and document our own unique history. To learn more about Patricia Daly Lipe, visit www.literarylady.com and www.patricialipe.com or email her at pdlipe@gmail.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Carol Kelly, your host of Making It Happen. Before the break, I was telling you about my story of caregiving and how I had to make some changes and I had to get rid of my nest, my comfort zone, and I had to do something different in my business, and I'm telling you that I love it. So that leads me to pitfall number two. When you're in transition, you can be your own worst enemy. In other words, being hard on yourself. First, there's an ending, then a beginning. However, before you move forward, there is an important, and I emphasize the word important, empty, confusing, frustrating time in between. And I know that sounds contradictory, but times of transition can be a gift if you will accept it. Because this is normal. This is the order of things in nature. You know, leaves fall from the trees in the fall and when there's winter, and then in the spring, they come back green as ever. So don't be so hard on yourself. Human experiences tend to flow along these similar channels. For me, during my 10 years of caregiving is when I grew strong. I developed character, patience, compassion, and a grit and a drive that even surprised me. Yet I found myself becoming softer as a woman, more comfortable in my own skin, and I began to own my power. And what I mean by owning my power is I no longer felt the need to prove anything to anybody. I didn't care what people thought of me. I recently heard someone say that real power is silent and hidden. It can never be gained or lost. Real power is who you are. If you have to tell people how powerful you are, you have none. So use this neutral zone period as a growth opportunity. Here's a 7-step solution to that. During this time, don't murmur and complain or feel sorry for yourself. You are unstoppable. You have a lot to offer someone, a company, an organization, a community, a significant other. You are unstoppable. Number two, clarify your mission. Recognize and own your value. Develop a practical plan of action and execute it. But don't just act for the sake of action. Don't try to abort this phase through premature action, like doing something, anything. I just want to do something. Learn what you need to do. Learn what you need to learn for the next step. Be reflective and strategic. Yet, this is number three, don't get paralyzed in your own thinking. Know and act. Swift thinking pulls you out of the neutral zone. Rather than overanalyzing things, take action. Attune to your senses and with complete trust in yourself, do what you instinctively feel you should do. As Oprah Winfrey once said, every right decision I have ever made has come from my gut. Every wrong decision I've made was the result of me not listening to the greater voice of myself. I call that still small voice. Another one, number four. Always be prepared so you have the freedom to act on instinct. Become a master of your craft. And while others are relaxing, you're practicing and perfecting. Number five, always be in your circle of influence versus your circle of concern. In other words, focus on things you can influence and control rather than focus on things outside of your control. For example, unlike most people who are dependent on substances or other external factors, you are in control of what you put in your body, how you spend your time, and how long you stay in that neutral zone. Number six, don't be afraid of the consequences of failure. Most people stay close to the ground where safe. If they fall, it won't hurt that bad. But when you choose to fly high like an eagle, the fall may hurt you or injure you. And if you're okay with that, fine. To you, there is no ceiling and there is no floor. If there is, it's all in your head. If something goes wrong, if you fail, own it, learn from it, adjust, and keep moving forward. And as a leader, you own it when your team fails. No blame. No deception or illusion. Only with extreme ownership can you have complete freedom and control. And lastly, number seven, always work on your mental strength. The best training you will ever do is mental training. Wherever your mind goes, your body follows. Wherever your thoughts go, your life follows. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So think of transition as a process of leaving the status quo, leaving your nest behind, living for a while in a fertile timeout, and then emerging with a solution. Make your time of transition a time of renewal and transformation, and come out of it stronger and better adapted to your world and circumstances than you were when you went in. Now, this is what I promised you at the beginning of the show. Let's step back a bit, and I want to offer you those five qualities of an unstoppable person. A lot of people are good at what they do. Some are even elite. But a select few are completely unstoppable. Those who are unstoppable are in their own world. They don't compete with anyone but themselves. Even though they don't compete with others, though, they make others compete with them. Have you ever had someone around you who is constantly competing with you, trying to be like you, upstage you, or outshine you? This is a sign that you are seen as unstoppable. Remember what I said earlier about power? Power is silent and hidden. It can never be gained or lost. Real power is who you are. Being unstoppable gives you power. Time for another break. I'll be back on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Stay tuned.
Patricia Fayeweather Harlow is passionate about the environment and conserving our natural resources.
She's written a 5-part book series for all ages called Rock with Rodney and Party with Perky to Preserve Wildlife, which brings awareness through these vibrant characters on preserving and protecting our national parks and historic landmarks. Harlow has launched a campaign to mobilize green supporters in forming a united front against big oil, big coal, and the Keystone XL pipeline, and she addresses the controversial practice of fracking in books 4 and 5. She's determined to bring greater awareness to the dangers of drilling and running crude oil through pipelines that cut through pristine landscapes, and she empowers readers to take action in keeping America beautiful. To learn more about Patricia Fayeweather Harlow and to purchase her books, visit www.patricia-fayeweather-harlow.com. That's F-A-Y-E-R-W-E-A-T-H-E-R. And play your part in preserving the landscape that we all share and love.
Are you looking for employment and live in Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties? Jobs Annex is the place for you. Are you an employer looking to fill a position or quite a few positions in Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties? Jobs Annex is for you. Employers, JobsAnnex.com is your resource for career-minded people. JobsAnnex.com is the convenient place for job seekers and employers to hook up and move forward. Jobs Annex has been serving Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties for over 14 years. Jobs Annex is a former employment search firm. We've evaluated many thousands of resumes, and we understand what employers want and what job applicants need to be successful in their interviews. At Jobs Annex, we provide you with the tools to tell your story for free. Our resources at JobsAnnex.com will help each applicant construct an award-winning resume, an eye-catching cover letter, and key interview questions to ask in various types of interviews. Best of all, it's free. JobsAnnex.com. That's JobsAnnex.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Carol Kelly, your host of Making It Happen, coming to you live on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Before the break, I was just telling you about power, about being unstoppable, about how power is silent and hidden. How about when you are unstoppable, you don't compete with anyone else but yourself. You have your own standards, and if you meet your own standards, you're fine. Being unstoppable gives you power. So I'm going to give you a blueprint tonight in the form of a checklist of the qualities of an unstoppable person. And I want you to consider each of these qualities as I read them aloud and ask yourself, is this true or false for me? Am I unstoppable? So let's go through these. There are 5 qualities. Number 1. Self-awareness. And I'm defining self-awareness as you know yourself and what you are capable of. So I am going to tick off these things. I'm going to read them, and I want you to listen and just answer to yourself, true or false. Regarding self-awareness, I am clear on my mission or personal brand, who I am, what I stand for, and what I'm passionate about. I know the areas in my life where I deliver my highest value to an organization and to a personal relationship. I know the areas of expertise and qualities I possess that differentiate me from others. I believe in myself. I am committed to making my dreams come true as evidenced by my actions. That's self-awareness. Let's move to number 2, confidence. And I'm defining confidence as you possess the internal qualities of self-assuredness and certainty. Here we go. I do not procrastinate. I have not lowered my standards. I am not settling for a job, career, or relationship that I know I will hate. I avoid starting things and never finishing them. I do not have an idea that never makes it past the starting line. I am not embarrassed to talk to someone when I need to. I have not given up on my dreams. I never feel that I'm not good enough or that I'm a failure. Number 3, resilience. And I'm defining resilience as your ability to bounce back, to be flexible and adaptable, like a cork in the ocean. Here we go. In spite of what it looks like, I am positive about my circumstances. I effectively identify opportunities in turbulent times. In spite of what it looks like, I am positive about myself. I have the personal confidence to believe I can succeed in the face of uncertainty. In spite of what it looks like, I am focused. I have a clear vision of what I want to achieve. And I've used this vision as my North Star, my guide, when I become disoriented or discouraged. In spite of what it looks like, I am flexible in my thoughts. I am able to generate a wide range of ideas and approaches for responding to change and transition. In spite of what it looks like, I am flexible socially. I draw readily on others' resources for assistance and support during this time. I have a strong support system. In spite of what it looks like, I am organized. I effectively develop and apply systems, processes, and structures when dealing with change and transition. In spite of what it looks like, I am proactive. I initiate action in the face of uncertainty, taking calculated risks rather than seeking the comfort of the status quo. Number four, courage. I'm defining courage as your ability to take empowered action, even when it is frightening. Though you may feel fear, you take action in spite of it. So here we go. At the end of each day, there's a little voice inside of me that says, I'll try again tomorrow. And I obey that voice. I do not let people's opinions bother me, stop me, or crush my dream. I surround myself with people who remind me of my future, not my past. When people do me wrong, I forgive them and let it go. But I don't forget what it taught me. Each day, I keep my commitment to my vision. Number five, and the last one, faith. And I'm describing this by walking by faith and not by sight. You have an inner knowing that things will work out without any evidence that it is true. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Here we go. I have complete trust and confidence in a supreme being, a higher power, based on my spiritual or religious beliefs. In spite of what it looks like, I know in my heart that if I keep focusing on the end result, consistently laying the groundwork to make it happen, then it will certainly come to pass. Failure will never overtake me, because my determination to succeed is strong enough. Therefore, I will persist until I succeed. So that's it. Those are the five characteristics of unstoppable people. So, how did you do? I'm sure you did quite well. Now, let's switch gears to you as a leader of people. Remember that transactional leadership, otherwise known as management leadership, is a leadership style where the leader relies on rewards and punishments to motivate followers, whereas transformational leadership is a style where the leader relies on charisma and enthusiasm to inspire people. Now, as a leader, when leading people through change, dealing with transition is the most difficult part. That is getting people to let go of what's familiar to them, what they feel has always worked for them, what is comfortable for them. It's like getting someone to throw away that old pair of comfortable slippers and get new ones. And you as a leader may be the one they resist the most because they got used to their old boss. And here you come with a different style, different expectations, changing things. Does that sound familiar? Hold that thought. I have a break coming. I'm Carol Kelly, your host of Making It Happen on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I'll be right back.
There are artists, and then there's Alice Asmar. This award-winning artist has spent her entire life devoted to her artistic pursuits and has had a lifelong fascination with American Indians of the southwestern United States. Her book, Dance to the Great Spirit, showcases her drawings and paintings inspired by sacred rituals of the Pueblo Indians, and four of her lithographs are in permanent collection at the National Museum of American History and the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C. She is one of four artists in the United States to win a Woolley Fellowship for study in Paris at L'École des Beaux-Arts and has been featured in numerous publications. She's exhibited at the world's most prestigious museums and galleries and recently won a 20-year service award from the Burbank City Council and the inaugural art competition of the Foundation of the United States in Paris.
Visit www.asmarart.com, www.aliceasmarinternational.com, and email Alice at aliceasmar@aol.com.
Hi, my name is Myra Fox, and I am a survivor. I am the founder of the Castle Lewis I Survived Foundation and the author of a series of books entitled I Survived a Murder Untold, which tells the story of my sister and I who were abandoned and left in the care of a woman who beat us repeatedly. Unfortunately, it resulted in the death of my sister, Castle Lewis, which is revealed in a page-to-page chilling story. After spending time in the foster care system, I've documented my suffering and my loss, and ultimately, my survival. I'm blessed to work daily in my community and surrounding areas to give back by helping others and feeding the homeless. I want to spread awareness of the dangers of abuse. You can purchase my books and contribute to the Castle Lewis I Survived Foundation by visiting www.castlelewis.com, or you can call us at 540-999-8401. Thank you.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Carol Kelly of Making It Happen. Before the break, I was telling you that getting people through transition as a leader is the most difficult part, and that you may be the one that they resist the most because you'll be coming with a different style, different expectation, and perhaps changing things. And it is human nature not to like change. So just keep that in mind. So since you are a transformational leader, you must be mindful of this and address these issues to build a resilient culture. Now, let me share with you the seven characteristics of a resilient leader. I'm going to read these off, and I want you to listen and ask yourself, is this you or is this me? You communicate powerfully. You are effective at communicating your intentions to others. You are coachable. You are open to feedback and often solicit it from others. You build positive trust in relationships. You are able to bring others along to create a strong team by building positive relationships. You are a bold risk taker. You're willing to try new things, new ideas, and make bold changes. You develop others. You're not only interested in your own development, but you're concerned about the development of others. You are a champion of change. You're willing to change and able to provide the leadership to ensure the organization will also change. You are courageous and you have a vision about where you want the organization to go. You are decisive. Organizations can't move until a decision is made. And you are effective at making decisions and moving forward. Even if you don't have all the data or understand all the eventualities. And if you make the wrong decision, you're quick to make a different decision and move in another direction. Those are the seven characteristics of a resilient leader. And mind you, a resilient leader is also a transformational leader. So if you're in transition, remember you don't want to get stuck there. Let this phase of your life propel you into being unstoppable. Be open to it. Let go of the way it used to be and look forward. Take time to mourn and then let it go. Avoid making yourself a victim and blaming others. Remember, whenever you think the problem is out there, that very thought is the problem. I want to share with you a story about two boys, little boys, who wanted a pony for Christmas. Two different houses. And on one house, one little boy got up on Christmas morning and was looking for his pony, and it wasn't there. So he cried, "Oh, I didn't get a pony." The next little boy in the next house got up on Christmas morning, ran downstairs, and there was a huge pile of manure in the middle of the living room floor. But instead of complaining and being disappointed, this little boy started digging. He says, "There's got to be a pony in here, and somewhere there's a pony in here." So the moral of the story is, don't let the poop of life stop you. No matter what it looks like, find your pony. Find your pony. And we need you to be unstoppable in our communities, in our companies, organizations, schools, environment, and even in our families. We need unstoppable, transformational leaders, given what we're going through in these turbulent times. So I encourage you to be unstoppable. As a matter of fact, this is Carol Kelly coming to you live on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. By the power vested in me as your host of Making It Happen, I now pronounce you as unstoppable. Good night.
This has been Making It Happen with your host, Carol Kelly. Join the conversation each week as Carol invites you to be inspired and to reach your highest potential possible here on Carol Kelly's Making It Happen.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.